welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 26th, 2024. And every so often I hear from this individual, Ronald. He lives in Montana. And I'm very, very grateful that in some way or another, he seems to be interested in my work. He is a very intellectual person and always offers me some sort of enrichment with his emails and questions towards me. And I am just amazed at the fact that I have in some way attracted his attention, because he is he really is a neat guy. I can tell you that. He does a lot of things to help people, and I'm very impressed with that, because a lot of people, as you know, don't. So here's his question for today. How do I live with myself and be happy with all that I know that I've done so wrong, Ron? There is nothing, Ron, that is more important in the course of our lifetime than that of forgiveness. There is nothing. People think that, let's say, Greg and Ron can forgive, but really, Greg and Ron cannot forgive. Not at all. Greg and Ron are filled with intellectual precepts, concepts, emotionalism, self-righteousness, anger, fear, demented points of view, you know, about themselves and life. And so we have this idea that we can just, forgive when it's appropriate, or when there's enough proof to forgive someone or ourselves even. But none of this is true. I have found this not to be true in my own life. There has to be an added quality. And this is something that I think only futility can handle, okay? I'm be really honest with you. Only until a person is totally realized in futility will they come to understand this. And what that means is simply this. There must be mercy. Mercy first. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, as Jesus spoke of in his beautiful Beatitudes. And I might add, you should maybe go look at the Beatitudes I did on Aspire. They're on the website at aspire.org, and you might want to take a look at those programs. And if you become a sponsor, this is a little plug, you get all of the discourses for that series and all the series if you want, and maybe that might help. But let's go back to your question. You're never going to be happy with Ron. He's done too many things. You're 62 years old. There's a lot of water under the bridge. What you need to have is a third person experience, a third person mentality, where you draw back from the guilt, the shame that you might see in some of the ways in which you handled certain situations in your life, and begin to realize you know not what you do. We know not what we do. If I knew better, I would have done better, kind of thing. You're going to have that kind of mercy. The mercy to be able to see things for the way we did them and do them, but not with the pride or the vanity or the self-hatred that we might impose upon ourselves due to the fact that now in retrospect, I see I blew it. I didn't do the thing that maybe would have been most helpful in that given situation. And if you can do that, if you can step back, this is being merciful, and no longer hold yourself to the addendum of some kind of belief that good people don't do these things, or if you had been a better person, all this garbage that we have inside our heads. If you are able to understand that and step back from those things, you will find that you can see Ron, as I have seen Greg, as just a mere human being reacting in the past from their biology. Now, as you and I get older and our testosterone goes down, or in women, the estrogen goes down, and the oxytocins begin to decrease a little bit, you start to realize at that time when you were doing those things, you had no free will. I would highly recommend you read Robert Sapolsky's book, Determined. It would help you a great deal. But even more than that, you must understand you and I lived out of human impulse. We had our ego rationalize our mischief and our impulses as normal or righteous or whatever. And in retrospect, we can see, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't said that. I wish that I had been a different kind of person, a more maybe noble person. And then from there, instead of feeling ashamed and guilty and all that other good stuff that people like to do, instead of doing that, you forgive. You realize this is the best you could have done at that time. And that these chemicals in your body, in your brain, were handed down to you, passed down to you through genetics and DNA. And that in the course of all of that, you and I did some pretty unkind and thoughtless things. But you have to look at one thing, and here's what will help you. What was your intent? If your intent was to survive in all the things you did, then you're going to have a great deal of difficulty, because we live out of self-preservation. And Ron, that's the biggest impulse we have, self-preservation. It is the making of the ego. It is the sustaining of the ego. It is the expression of my ego. So when I can see that this is futile, that this is not bringing me any closer to anything that is profound or meaningful, when I really get that, that's when mercy enters in. This mercy is the ability to see what has happened and what I have done without the need for guilt and shame, realizing that I'm not here to feel bad about it. I'm here to change my life and do things differently now and come to the point of doing noble, virtuous things, realizing that it's the accentuation of my soul, the absolute expression of my soul, that is more important than my opinions. We have a life, and most of us don't know what to do with it. Now what? You have a life, now what? What are you going to do? To spend a lifetime in the nobility of forgiveness, of being merciful towards others, as well as yourself, is a very noble way to heal your life. But, and I use the word but here, most people are not interested in that. Pride exceeds everything they do. It's called face in Japanese. We want to keep face. Well, the face is covered with a lot of sadness and sorrow, things that we did that we just didn't know were going to turn out the way they turned out. This goes into relationships, friendships, even how we treat our body. So that is the essence of it all. But, you know, even though I speak on it here on this podcast, probably won't change anything within you, because we are what we are, and we live as we live, and we don't do well with ourselves because we're so busy avenging and defending our ego. And when that process is realized as futility, that's when something amazing, really amazing, can start to happen. And that amazement will come in the form of forgiveness of yourself and meditation. And that will be a big one too. Anyway, enough of me for today. I hope that helped you, Ron. And thank you for your emails. I keep them coming. I really enjoy them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. If you have a question you want me to answer, you can email me at greg@aspire.org. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful weekend, and please forgive me. Namaste.